good morning, a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Another mass shooting in the United States. 10 people killed in Colorado's supermarket, including a police officer. Boulder Police Chief Maris Herold said at a news conference Monday night that a suspect is in custody and is getting medical treatment. Police say they're still investigating and didn't have details on a motive. The officer who was killed was 51-year-old Eric Talley. He had been with Boulder Police since 2010. So many times over, Alan, we have had discussions about what happens when someone gets a gun and uses it in this way.
David, you're right. It's all about guns. This is a country which is gun crazy. And while most people think, and by the way, overwhelmingly, there ought to be some kind of sensible gun control, you know, you have the gun groups, the gun lobby, the gun manufacturers, and the gun culture, which has occurred in this country to the great dismay of so many of us who just can't believe that this kind of thing just goes on and on and on. In the end, too many people have too many guns. I heard a statistic of 3 guns for every American, something like that. Not that every American has 3 guns, but there are a lot of guns out there. In Albany, there are attempts to get the guns off the streets, and we really need to concentrate on this. I can't believe, as these things happen, that there isn't sufficient people power. In other words, people who are really ticked off, who say this didn't have to happen. There are 10 people dead here. Then you had just a few days before the slaughter of those Asian folks who didn't deserve it. Nobody deserves it. And we've got to do something about it. I can't believe that with so many people needing and wanting sensible gun controls, that we're not doing it. It is just awful.
Let's turn to something less awful. Fresh off passage of COVID-19 relief, President Joe Biden is eyeing the next big White House priority, a sweeping $3 trillion package of investments on infrastructure and domestic needs. Biden huddled privately with Senate Democrats Monday, says the AP, as Congress has begun laying the groundwork with legislation. The new package would help rebuild roads, bridges, and rail lines, but also include family-friendly policies focusing on education and family paid leave. White House plans are still preliminary, but the question I have for you, Alan, is will every single Republican vote no again?
Apparently. Look, here's the way that I see it. You know, Joe Biden, he ran for office and he made some promises. He promised and he got the support of, for example, the black community. And he did what he said he was going to do in a way that a lot of people didn't believe. They thought it was the same old garbage that he was putting out. But no, he means it. So, for example, in that bill you've been talking about, there's free community college for everyone. Makes sense. I've always felt that higher education in this country doesn't provide what, for want of a better term, elementary and secondary education do. We say every child is entitled to that in order to make their way into this society. And yet we also say, but if you want to go to college, you have to pay for it. And there becomes the dividing line. So it makes so much sense to say community colleges, which really are doing a terrific job, which really need all the support they can get, is a great place to at least start. I have always believed that all education in our state universities ought to be absolutely free. And we ought to think of ways in which we can finance that and make it happen. Because, you know, when I went to college, I went to Hunter College, it was absolutely free. Now it costs tens of thousands of dollars to make your way into any college, and then a lot more if you are going into other places like any of the major universities. Now, some places like Harvard and Princeton have programs, but in the end, we need to have free college education for everybody. It's the only way to equal things out in this country.
Some disturbing headlines about COVID-19 cases rising across more than half of the U.S. as the country races to vaccinate. The CDC director says U.S. could see an avoidable surge of COVID-19 as states loosen restrictions in New Jersey. Reopenings are now on pause amid rise in COVID variants, and we're really in a dangerous period right now, as it says, as we race to get as many people vaccinated as possible.
Well, we have to do that because the only way that we're going to stop this pandemic is to get enough people vaccinated so that the rate of increase goes down. We do know that in some places it's happening, but we also see these very disturbing pictures of people running around Miami Beach. They've literally had to close the place down. And of course, the absolute sense that people of a certain age don't give a damn and are going to risk their own lives, cause incredible pain for their families and for themselves. But the hedonistic society is here, and we want whatever we want, and we don't care what the price is going to be, including our own health and sickness and death.
Alan, share your thoughts about the statehood push for Washington, D.C. in Congress. I know I've never quite fully understood why they aren't a state.
One of the reasons they're not a state, obviously, is that the Capitol was supposed to be, quote, ironically non-political. And if you chose to live there, you understood the rules and you weren't going to demand that you as a citizen have the same rights everybody else in the country have. But it is a great idea. If you're a Democrat, it's a great idea. You get two more United States senators for the Democrats. Obviously, it would be a Democratic state. You now have control of both houses in the presidency, and if there's ever a time to do it, this is it. And one more state is a good idea if those people are really underrepresented under our representational system. That's the case. Now, you know, when they admitted Alaska and Hawaii, that was an easy one because you had one state that was going to be Democratic and one state that was going to be Republican. And so there could be an agreement. This just adds one more Democratic state, and that will, of course, be very troublesome to the Republicans. In fact, it would be a death knell to their majorities in a place like the United States Senate.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us.